From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm Wendy Nordquist, your host on this 4th of July Sunday evening with an hour of fine music. Right now we're hearing from William Ackerman. We'll also hear from Tim O'Brien, Stephen Kowalczyk Santoro, Elvis Costello, and Alan Toussaint, Will and Janine, Sophia Shirai, Ben Selvin, The Dixie Chicks, Lucinda Williams, Gillian Welch, Cheryl Wheeler, Woody Guthrie, Susan Tedeschi, Bill Staines, and Jake Shimabukuro. This is the first time since this show began in 2009 that I've had a Sunday 4th of July. So I'm having a few slices of the American experience. And we know how huge and broad that topic is. The Shape of the Land was the piece we began with. We'll turn now to Tim O'Brien, an American of Irish heritage, and singing a song about the great Irish migration, which began before the United States were officially a country. And this is Thousands Are Sailing to America.
People, wherever you be, I pray stand a moment and listen to me. Our sons and fair daughters are now going away, when thousands are sailing to America. On the night before leaving, they are bidding goodbye, and early next morning, their hearts give a sigh. They kiss their dear mothers, and then they will say, "Goodbye, dearest father, I'm now going away." All good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. And here in old Ireland no longer can stay, for thousands are sailing to America. Their friends and their neighbors are waiting also, as their trunks are packed up and made ready to go. The tears from their eyes and the falling like rain, and the horses are starting, going off for the train. When they do reach the station, you hear their last cry, their handkerchiefs waving and bidding goodbye. Their father, he tells them, be sure for to write, and he watches the train till it goes out of sight. Oh, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, for thousands are sailing to America. just leaving the strand and give one last look to their dear native land, where their hearts are breaking for leaving the shore. Goodbye, dear old Ireland, will I ne'er see you more. And it's God help the mother that rears up the child, and likewise the father who labors and toils. Oh, they work to support them by night and by day, and when they are reared sure, they will go away. Oh, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer can stay, for thousands are sailing to America.
Columbia, happy land. Hail ye heroes, heaven-born band, who fought and bled in freedom's cause, who fought and bled in freedom's cause. When the storm of war was gone, enjoyed the peace your fellow won. Let independence be your boast, ever mindful what ever grateful for the prize. Let its altar reach the sky. Firmly united, let us be, rallying round our liberty. As a band of brothers join, peace and safety we share. We shall find. We shall find.
Hail Columbia, a song composed for the first inauguration of George Washington in 1789, known as the President's March, and lyrics were added in 1798, and it was the unofficial anthem of the United States until 1931, when the Star-Spangled Banner was named the official anthem. Stephen Kowalczyk Santoro, included on a wonderful project from back in 2007, spurred in part by Janet Reno, who was in the administration of Bill Clinton, and featuring 50 songs of 50 American experiences. Next, we'll turn to Elvis Costello with a song on the album he did with Alan Toussaint, The River in Reverse, back in 2008, and a song that Alan composed in 1971.
Freedom for the stallion, freedom for the mare in a colt, freedom for the baby child who has not grown old enough to vote. Lord have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? They got men making laws that destroy other men. They made money, God, it's a darker sin. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. Big ship sailing, slaves all chained bound, heading for a brand new land that some can't set it up. Bad Lord have mercy, what you gonna do about the people who are praying to you? They got men making laws that destroy other men. They made money, God, it's a dark sin. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. Some sing a sad song, some got a mercy, how you gonna be with the people like John and me? They got men building fences to keep other men out, ignoring baby whispers and killing in chants. Oh Lord, you got to help us find a way. Oh Lord, you got to help us.
open
on the walls, to
fire cloud. Goes before us.
Thank you. in khaki suits. Gee, we look swell, full of the Yankee doodle-dum. Half a million boots went slugging through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Sal? It was Sal all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Say, buddy, can you spare a dime?
Sophia Shirai, the singer, along with Tommy Barbarella on the piano. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, written by Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney, part of a 1932 musical review, Americana, talking about the economic collapse. And it was sometimes considered an anthem of the Great Depression. Preceded by another depressing thought, The Trail of Tears, a song from Will and Janine, and it is a Cherokee prayer song. Another slice of our American history on this edition of Fine Tune. I'm Wendy. Thanks for tuning in. Well, after the Great Depression, some people found happiness again, or even before the Great Depression. In 1929, this song was written, performed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra in 1930.
Thank you.
just 18. He was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
Last time I saw you had dirt under your nails. Your eyes were glassy and you looked so pale. You said, my life has become a living hell. I ain't got enough money to pay my bills. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Got a friend with a needle stuck in his arm. He got hooked on heroin in Vietnam. It used to help kill the pain some of the time. Now I can't sleep at all since I got back home. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. I worked in the strip mines off and on. Now I can't seem to get rid of this cough. Ain't been many jobs these last few months. And the last one I had, I got laid off. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong.
I can get a tip.
Georgia. Gas up the car. Try to make a little change down at the bar. Or I can get a straight job. I've done it before. Never mind it working hard. It's who I'm working for. Everything is free now. That's what they say. Everything I ever done, gotta give it away. Someone hit the big score. They figured it out that we're gonna do it anyway, even if it doesn't pay.
Gillian Welch with a song she wrote with David Rawlings on their album Time, The Revelator. Everything is free. One woman's experience, and Lucinda Williams with American Dream, an ironic title, from the album World Without Tears, 2003, and an oft-repeated tale, Travelin' Soldier, sung by the Dixie Chicks. Song written by Bruce Robison on the Dixie Chicks' 2002 album Home. And we started with Happy Days Are Here Again. And we have those in America. It's all mixed together. Here's another topic with lots of opinions. When putting together this show tonight, I looked back to one of my lost shows in those first few months back in 2009, and I found the original playlist. This song was on it, so I thought I would include this again 12 years later on a July night. Here's Cheryl Wheeler.
Thank you. the movies, maybe it's the books, maybe it's the bullets, maybe it's the real crooks, maybe it's the drugs, maybe it's the parents, maybe it's the colors everybody's wearing, maybe it's the president, maybe it's the last one, maybe it's the one before that, what he done, maybe it's the high schools, maybe it's the teachers, maybe it's the tattooed children in the bleachers, maybe it's the Bible, maybe it's the lack, maybe it's the music, maybe it's the crack, maybe it's the hairdos, maybe it's the TV, maybe it's the cigarettes, maybe it's the family, maybe it's the fast food, maybe it's the news, maybe it's divorce, maybe it's abuse, maybe it's the lawyers, maybe it's the prisons, maybe it's the senators, maybe it's the system, maybe it's the fathers, maybe it's the sons, maybe it's the sisters, maybe it's the moms, maybe it's the radio, maybe it's road rage, maybe El Nino, where you V-rays, maybe it's the army, maybe it's the liquor, maybe it's the papers, maybe the militia, maybe it's the athletes, maybe it's the ads, maybe it's the sports fans, maybe it's a fad, maybe it's the magazines, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's the lottery, maybe it's the immigrants, maybe it's taxes, big business, maybe it's the KKK and the skinheads, maybe it's the communists, maybe it's the Catholics, maybe it's the hippies, maybe it's the addicts, maybe it's the art, maybe it's the sex, maybe it's the homeless, maybe it's the banks, maybe it's the clear cut, maybe it's the ozone, maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone, maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose rings, maybe it's the ends, but I know one thing, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns, I'd take away the guns, I'd take away the guns.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, and the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
When I wake up in the garden, peaceful slumber wakes my eyes. The sun and moon are always present. There are no more crying people around. Love fills all up inside me, filling my heart with wishful dreams. No, my sorrow fills my canvas. Oh, along this lonely sea. Well, ships fall off of the horizon, bringing love, peace, and joy. Well, no fire can ever harm us now, and only music fills the air. Silver turquoise teardrops drip down into a window of your soul.
Susan Tedeschi's wonderful View in the Garden, a live version from 2003. And Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land, a song he penned in 1940 and then set it aside. It wasn't really aired until some years later. And the story goes that he was weary of hearing God Bless America over and over. He wasn't a religious person, and he felt bringing up religion in the thought of America, of the nation, was not a good thing. That's part of the story, at least. And we started with Cheryl Wheeler, her response to the 1998 Jonesboro school shooting by two young boys. And she was hearing about it and the list of reasons why this could happen were going through her head, and she realized it was a song. And she had a simple solution. Just take away the guns, and then the little kids can't shoot each other. Could work. Be nice to give it a try, wouldn't it? Well, next we'll hear another song of America, this one from Bill Staines.
buffalo roam, and the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, where the air is so pure and the zephyr is so free and the breeze is so balmy and light. I would not exchange my old home on the range for all of your city so bright. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
With one version of an American dream. And the American dream was defined by James Truslow Adams in 1931 as life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement, regardless of social class or circumstances of birth. And all these years after the Declaration of Independence, that is something to strive for. I'm Wendy. Thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Fine Tune on this Independence Day, July 4th. Thanks for listening. We'll leave you with one final song from Jake Shimabukuro.
Thank you.